Today, Shir's Masechta Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis. Begins the Mishnah. Hillel v'Shammai kiblu mehem. Hillel v'Shammai, they are the last of the five zugois, the five pairs that we have been learning about in this Perek, in the last Mishnayos. They received the Masoros HaTorah from the previous pair of Shmaya v'Avtalion. We will learn more about Shammai in Mishnah Tezvav. Let us now concentrate on Hillel. Hillel v'Shammai, this pair was the most famous, perhaps, of all the zugos that we have been learning about. Hillel lived in the time of Hurdas HaMelech, approximately 100 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. Hillel, on his mother's side, had yichus to David HaMelech. He grew up in Bavel, and he made aliyah to Eretz Yisrael to hear the Divrei Elokim Chayim, the words of the living God, Mipi Shmaya Vaftalion. The Gemara in Psachim, Dav Samach Vav Amar Aleph, tells us how Hillel became the Nasi after the death of Shmaya Vaftalion. Right after the death of Shmaya Vaftalion, the Nasiim and the Rashi Yeshiva were from Bnei Beseira. And the Gemara relates, Pam achas chal arba osur benisn liyos b'Shabbos. Once Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, the 14th day of Nisan. V'shachu b'nei b'seir v'lo yodu in Pesach doiches haShabbos im lav. And they forgot the b'nei b'seir. They didn't know, is the Korban Pesach, the shechita of the Korban Pesach, does that doche, does it push away Shabbos, and you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach, or are you not allowed to? Amru, they said, klum yesh adam sh'yedea im Pesach doches haShabbos im lav. Is there anyone who knows whether Pesach is doches Shabbos or not? Amru lahem, so people told the Bnei Beseira, adam echad yesh olam mibavel. There is one man who came up from Bavel, the Hillel HaBavli Shmoy, his name is Hillel HaBavli, sheshimei shnei gedolei ador Shmaya v'Avtalion, that he was mishamesh, he served the two gedolei ador Shmaya v'Avtalion. V'yodeya, he knows, in Pesach d'orches or Shabbos im lav, whether Pesach is d'orches Shabbos or not. Sholchu v'korloi, they called for Hillel. Omar lehem, he said, there's a gzeir shava. Nemer b'moyade b'Pesach. The Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Perek Tes, Pasuk Beis, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael asal Pesach, b'moyadoi. And the same word, b'moyadoi, we find concerning the Tamid. In Bamidbar, Chav Ches, Pasuk Beis, it says, as korbini lachmi li shayrech nichoichmi tishmeru lahakriv li b'moyadoi. So we make Xer Shava. Ma moyadoi omer b'tamid doich Shabbos, af moyadoi omer b'pesach doich Shabbos. Just like the moyadoi that is written concerning Tamid there, the Tamid is every day including Shabbos, it's Doche Shabbos, so too the Moyadoi by Pesach is Doche Shabbos. Miyad hoishivu b'roish uminu nasi aleim. So immediately, when Hill made this Psak, they made him into the Nasi. And we find in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, that Hillel was a Marbitz Torah in Eretz Yisrael. V'amru olav, they said about Hillel, v'tchila kishneshtach ha-Torah Yisrael ola Ezra mi-Bavel v'yasta. When Torah was forgotten from the Jewish people, Ezra came up from Bavel, and he established the Torah once again. Chazra v'nishtach ha, it was forgotten again, ola Hillel mi-Bavel v'yasta. So there's a parallel between Hillel and Ezra, that Hillel likewise came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and he reestablished the Torah after it was forgotten, as we saw from the Gemara in Psachim of Samach Vav concerning the question whether Korban Pesach is Doiche Shabbos or not. I had the great schus when I first moved to Muncie to hear Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, give Perek Pirkei Avos in the summer, and his custom was to always show how that which the Tanoim said in Pirkei Avos, we could find Gemaras which demonstrate that they, in fact, live that way. As we mentioned earlier in Mishnah Beis, the expression, Hu Hoya Omer, some interpret to mean, his Hoya, his Havaya, his essence, his Metzius was Omer. You looked at the person and you could see that he was living this type of life. The same thing Rameir Shapiro will tell us at the Hagdama to Perik Vav, which we will learn B'siyata D'Shemaya, Now, when the Tana there says, Baruch Asher Bachar Bohem Uva Mishnasam, blessed is Hashem who chose them, the Gedolim, the Tanoim, who wrote Pirkei Avos, Uva Mishnasam, and their Mishnah, that the idea is the same thing, that the Tanoim didn't just say Mishnayis, but they lived Mishnayis. Hashem chose them and their Mishnah. Their lives were not a stira contradiction to what they preached, but rather they practiced what they preached. And so, in the words that Hillel is going to tell us in this Mishnah, we will find parallels, famous parallels, in the Gemara to show that Hillel lived what he preached. And he, in this way, he copied Aaron, because as he tells us, in the first part of the Mishnah here, Hillel Omer, Hevi mi talmid of shel Aaron, that a person should be a Talmud of Aaron, HaKoyin. As I saw in Ethics from Sinai, Irving Bunim points out that even if a person is not able to become Aaron HaKoyin himself, but at least he should aspire to be from the students of Aaron, Hevi mi talmid of shel Aaron. And that is what Hillel tried to do and actually accomplished. So we will see how Aaron kept what it says in this Mishnah, and how Hillel kept what it says in this Mishnah. So what did Aaron preach and practice? Oyev Shalom, you should love peace. V'rodev Shalom, you should run after peace. Oyev Sabrius, you should like people. Umekarvan l'Torah, and you should bring them close to the Torah. So on Oyev Shalom, v'rodev Shalom, first let us see how Aaron showed this. And this we find in the Avos Rav Nosson. Ketzad hoya Aaron oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. How did Aaron exemplify this? Kisheroa shnei b'nei adam she'asu mariva zem zem. When he saw two people fighting with each other, or he saw a husband and wife fighting with each other. Holach Aaron v'yoshev etzel lechemem. So Aaron would go and sit down next to one of them. Omer loy. He told Reuven, Beni, my son, Re'e chavrucha ma'oimer. Look what your friend Shimon is saying. Metarv aslibu v'koreas begadav. He's tearing his clothes and he's going crazy. V'oimer oily, woe is to me. Heich esa es einai ve'eres chaveri. How can I lift up my eyes and look at my friend? Boishti emen, I'm embarrassed for my friend. Shanihu shesarachti olav. I am the one who sinned against him. V'hu yoishev etzlai, and Aaron would sit by Reuven. Ad shemeser kinem aliboy, until he had removed the jealousy of Reuven toward Shimon. V'holach Aaron v'yoishev etzlai achar. Then Aaron went to Shimon. V'oimer loy, gam ken kedvorm halolu. He would say the same thing to Shimon about Reuven. Ad shemeser kinem gam aliboy, until Shimon was convinced that Reuven was trying to make up with him. U'mitoich kach, and through this that Aaron manipulated, Kishahoyu nifgashim, when they met each other, hoyu mechapkim v'nashkim zezeh, they would hug each other and kiss each other and they would make up. So we see that Aaron deviated from the truth in order to make shalom. And I once said a pshat, and it's written in my sefer, Oyer Ha'oyeris, concerning a Rashi who brings a sefri in Parshas Baal Oyscha. The pasuk says there, when Aaron lit the menorah, it says, Vayas Kain Aaron, that Aaron did exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in, concerning the menorah. So Rashi brings the Sefri, Lahagit Shvachai Shel Aaron Shaloshina. This teaches us the greatness of Aaron, that he did not deviate at all from what Hashem told him. So there are two questions that one can ask. Number one, if Hashem would tell us personally to do something, we would also do it. What's the greatness of Aaron Shaloshina? Second question, Rashi's quoting the Sefri. Why did the Sefri have to repeat the word Shel Aaron? The Pasuk says, Vayas Kain Aaron, the Sefri could have commented, Lahagit Shvachoi Shaloshina, to tell us the Shevach, the greatness of Aaron, that he did not deviate. Why does the Sefri again repeat, Lahagit Shvachoi Shel Aaron Shaloshina? So I suggest the answer is as follows. We find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Davav Amid Beis, that Moshe and Aaron had two different approaches. Moshe's approach when it came to a Din Torah was Yikov Din Asahar. He went with straight justice. Whereas Aaron, he was Oyev Shalom, V'Roydev Shalom, Oyev Asabriyus Mekarm LaTorah. He was the one who promoted Pshara, to make a compromise between two people. So what the Gemara is saying, what the Sefri is saying, is the following. That if it would tell us that Moshe, when it came ben Adam l'chaveroi, didn't deviate, that's no chiddush. Because that was Moshe's whole approach, both in ben Adam l'makom and in ben Adam l'chaveroi, go exactly what the din requires. But lahagid shvachai shel Aaron shaloshina, the Aaron who is the great manipulator in order to promote shalom peace, we see that he deviated from the truth. That was Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. But when it came to Bein Adam L'Makoim, there, Lagit Shrachi Shal Aaron, that he would not deviate a Kutsei Shal Yud from the commandment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though in Bein Adam L'Chaveroi he was used to manipulating and deviating in order to promote Shalom, but he had within him the ability to separate Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, that's one way, and Bein Adam L'Makoim, I don't deviate a mashihu from what the din is. Therefore, the Sifri says, "Lahagid shrachi shal Aaron shaloshina," as opposed to Moshe, who there would be no chiddush that he did not deviate bein adam lechaveri or bein adam lamakam. The Mishnah says, "Oyev shalom v'roydev shalom." Some interpret that to mean that a person has to not always follow peace. For example, we find by Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin, as the Mephorshim explained, that even though he came from a family of Shalom, of peace, but there are times when somebody has to be a Kanoi, he has to be a Rodev Shalom. Rodev can also mean not only to chase after peace, but we know a Rodev is a Rodev Achol Chaver Lahargoy. A Rodev can mean someone who's running after the other one to kill him, to persecute him. So sometimes you have to chase away peace. You have to persecute peace when that is not in the best interest of Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And woe is Pinchas Zeicha for his act of kanois. Hinani ani noislan, it's brisi sholin. That was the true peace, to make peace between Hashem and Klal Yisrael through the kanois act of, that Pinchas did against Zimri and Cosby. That, in fact, rendered shalom. So sometimes in order to be an oyev shalom, one has to chase away the shalom, as Pinchas demonstrated. So we've seen how Aaron was an oyev shalom, v'oyev shalom. Where do we see Hillel? This is the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where two people made a wager who could make Hillel lose his patience, and whoever would win 400 zuzim from the other. It was a Friday afternoon, and Hillel was taking a bath. One of the men passed by his door and shouted, "Where is Hillel? Where is Hillel?" Hillel wrapped himself in a robe and, emerging, asked what he wanted. The man said, "I have a question to ask you. Why do the Babylonians have round heads?" "That is a profound question," Hillel replied. "It is because their midwives are not trained properly." The man departed and returned a little while later. Again he shouted, "Where is Hillel? Where is Hillel?" And again the sage appeared in his robe. The question this time was a very important question, which Hillel had to be interrupted while he's taking his bath for Erev Shabbos. "Why do the people of Tadmor have slanting eyes?" "This too," said Hillel, "is a profound question. It is because they live in a sandy country, and the slits prevent sand from entering their eyes." Again the man departed, but was soon back again. This time the question was, "Why are the feet of the Africans so broad?" "This too," replied Hillel, "is a profound question. It is because they live in marshy land, and therefore when their feet are broad, they will not easily sink into the marshes." Then the man said, "I have many more questions to ask you, but I am afraid that you will get angry." Hillel wrapped the cloak closer around himself, sat down, and told him to ask all the questions he wanted to. The man then said, "Are you the Hillel whom they call Prince of Israel?" "Yes," replied Hillel. "If that is so," the man angrily declared, "may there be no more like you in Israel." Hillel said, "But why, my son?" And the answer came, "Because on account of you I have lost 400 zuzim." Hillel's reply was, "It is better for you to lose 400 zuzim and even another 400 than that Hillel should lose his temper." So we see there was nothing that could make the un of Hillel lose his temper, lose shalom, because he was an oyev shalom, v'roydev shalom. And finally, we come to the last part of the Mishnah, oyev esabriyus v'makarvan l'tayra. Where did Aaron demonstrate this? So we find in Chazal that when Aaron would see a person who was not acting properly, so Aaron would give him shalom, and he would draw him close to himself. And so much so that the person became embarrassed, and he said, "Oily, oh to me, ilu oye yedeya Aaron etz machshavoysai umaseh royim. If Aaron would know my thoughts and my bad deeds, lo yehem edabri me, he wouldn't even speak to me." And through that method, the person said, "I better do tshuva. If Aaron's becoming my friend, I better do tshuva." And on this, the Navi Malachi in Perek Beis Pasuk Vav states, "Bisholoim uvemishor holach iti v'rabim heishev me'ovin, that it was through this way of encouragement, of a peaceful way, clever way, that Aaron was able to become close to people and bring them back to Torah and not, chas v'shalom, the opposite, and chase them away. Mishnah Yud Gimel is said in Aramaic, perhaps because the people understood Aramaic better, and it was to make sure that everybody would understand what Hillel is telling us in this Mishnah, which is that a person all his life should learn Torah Lishma altruistically. Hu Oyo Oimer, Negat Shema, a person who tries to pull down his name, make himself a great name, Avad Shema, he will lose even that good name that he has acquired so far in his life. Udloy Moisev, and a person who does not add to his learning of Torah, Yasif. Yud Samach Yud Fei, according to that, it means he will Ya'aved, he will lose even what he learned before, as we find in Avos de Rav Nosson. Im Shana Adam Mesachta Achas Hashtam Rishalash, if a person learned one, two, or three Mesachtas, Ve'ena Moisev Alein, he doesn't add to them. Soif Shamishkach Es Harishon, the end will be he'll lose out even on the first ones that he learned. And Samar Garv is not Yud Samach Yud Fei, but Yud Samach and the Fei without a second Yud. And then it means Ye Osef El Amov. He will, Chas V'Shalom, die. The whole purpose of a Jew's existence on this world is to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs. A person who doesn't increase in his learning, unfortunately, it may cause his premature death. Udloy Yolov, a person who doesn't learn at all, Ketola Chayiv, he is Chayiv Misa. As we find in the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, that the Nefesh and the Torah are both compared to a flame, to a candle. Shenemar, it says about the Nefesh, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam. It says about the Torah in Mishlei, Perikvav Pasachav Gimel, Ki Ner Mitzvah, the Torah are. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes an equation. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam, Neiri B'yotchav Ne'erchav B'yodi. Your light is in my hand. My light is in your hand, and your light is in my hand. Neiri B'yotchav Zu HaTorah. My light is in your hand. That refers to Torah. V'ne'erchav B'yodi Zu HaNeshama. And the light of yours that is in my hand, that refers to Neshama. Im Shamart Eshali, if you guard my Torah, Ani Mishamar Eshalach, I will guard your light, your neshama, your soul. You will live. The im kavisas ne'er. But if you cause my light of Torah to be extinguished, ani echabe esne'ercha, I will cause chas v'shalom your light to be extinguished. And finally, the Mishnah says, "Yishtamish b'toga chal." A person who used the toga, the keser Torah, the crown of Torah for his own selfish needs, chalaf, he will be gone for this world. A nice pshat that I saw in the Ethics of Sinai. Irving Bunim says, a chalif, a shechita knife is called a chalif because it changes a person, an animal, from living to dying. It makes a different metzias. Before it was a live animal, now it becomes dead meat, dead flesh. And so too, a person who chas v'shalom uses the keser Torah for his own selfish needs, chalif, he is making an exchange from the nitzchius, the eternal essence of Torah, and he is bringing it down to the temporary level of this world. And in so doing, he's acting in the way of a chalif, the way a knife causes a live animal to become dead meat. Udishtamish betoga chalif.